Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Topically Yours on the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul, and I'm your host, Deirdre Schuller. You know, I hope to put a little sugar and sunshine in your day today on this rather misty and rain-filled afternoon. Well, at least it's rain-filled in New York. And via the show, we're going to take a trip to the late 1980s and the club scene when folks were forever freestyling. It was in those carefree days when you danced to the music of Suave, Tony Moran of the Latin Rascals, Judy Therese, TKA 7, or K7, Lisette Melendez, Horo, and Brenda K. Starr, as well as the Cover Girls, and of course, the well-known Sugar Hill Gang. Well, Sal Albatello of Fever Records has brought these musical stars together in the production of To Forever Freestyle, which will be on Saturday, March 19th. And it's going to be sure to knock your socks and dancing shoes off. So head on down to Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, located at 250 Bedford Park Boulevard West in the Bronx. And, well, I have with me today a member of the Sugar Hill Gang, Henry Jackson, who is also known as Big Bank Hank. And the Sugar Hill Gang is an American hip-hop group who's noted for their 1979 hit, Rapper's Delight. And Rapper's Delight was the first hip-hop single to become a top 40 hit. Well, I'm going to talk to Hank about Rapper's Delight, the Sugar Hill Gang, and their upcoming appearance at Lehman Center. So why don't we welcome to the show Henry Jackson, or would you prefer to be called a Big Bang Bang?
No, Big Bang Hank. Bang, baby. The worldwide, world-known. How you doing?
Okay.
How you doing to the world? And how you doing, Deidre?
I'm doing very well, and welcome to my world.
The show. Everything is everything in your world.
That's right. Well, you're making it everything. And so I want to talk to you about, well, you and the other members of the Sugar Hill Gang, which was Master G, and I guess they called
him Wonder Mike.
And Wonder Mike?
No doubt.
Well, are you all Bronxite? I know Bronxites. I know you're a member, was born and raised in the Bronx.
I'm born and raised in the Bronx, and the rest of them are born and raised in Englewood, New Jersey. So I keep it Bronx, and I keep it definitely live in the house.
Well, we can still see them across the way. They're
no
not
doubt.
Far.
No doubt.
Just a Rapper's Delight away.
Oh, Rapper's Delight, Eighth Wonder, Apache, the word is out. It gets bigger and better.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to talk to you about that, too. But I want to know some of your beginnings. I understand you were a bouncer in the early stages of your career.
Oh, well, I was a bouncer. I was going to college. I was a part of a group called Casanova Fly. And we just progressed. I had a couple of friends who lived in New Jersey, and they owned four or five pizza shops out there in New Jersey. And one of them actually had come out and take control of one of their stores while it was in its infancy. was constantly doing my thing in the Bronx, doing my rap thing in the Bronx with Casanova Fly. And, one day I went into the park in Inglewood and had to, drop it like it's hot and show them how it's done. And I guess the rest is history after that,
How did you come to meet your partners in crime,
well,
I should say?
Well, Mike was a part of a group called Sound on Sound, and Guy was a part of a group called Phase 2. And as the story goes, I was in the pizza shop. And the person,
what was that, the pizza shop, you said?
I was in the pizza shop.
Oh, the pizza shop, uh-huh.
Yeah, and a woman by the name of Sylvia Robinson came inside. She had an idea of making a hip-hop record. And her son had, and her friend, and her son's friend Warren had told them about me, that what I did in the park. And she walks into the pizza shop, and we're throwing pizzas up and I'm full of dough and everything. And, she asked me, I want you to audition to do a record. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah, I thought she was kidding. I guess if it was today, I would think I was on Punk or something like that. I auditioned right there right in front of the store.
Get
Mike,
out!
Yeah, that was crazy. Mike, who was part of Phase 2, just happened to be across the street. He realized what was happening. He knew Ms. Robinson, and he came across the street, and we started battling each other. And it must have been God's gift or something, but Guy walks down the street. We're talking about, what's the odds of all three members of different groups being on the same block at the same time?
Wow,
and
all
three of us started battling. And Ms. Rob said, I found my group.
Just like that?
Just like that. I mean, that had to be, God had to put that together. You know, I mean, what was the odds of all three of us being in the same block? Yeah.
And also having your voices mesh.
Yeah, I mean, we were just battling back and forth and, 2 weeks later, the rest was history. I mean, nothing was written down for Rapper's Delight other than the introductions of what groups we were in, and the rest is history.
Well, who came up? Now, I want to say that Sylvia Robinson is she a record producer, a music producer?
Yes, she made Pillow Talk. She owned Moments. She was part of All Platinum at one time, and she renamed the record Sugar Hill Records after us.
I was about to say, who came up with the name Sugar Hill Gang?
It was Miss Robinson. Sugar Hill is a part of Harlem that she grew up in, and she named the group after that.
I was about to say, I know from what you told me that you're from the Bronx and they're from New Jersey, so how did Sugar Hill play a part in it? But now I see.
Well, she came up with the name, and I don't know, it was just magic in the studio. The record was done. Now, you have to understand, the record is 16 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Most records of that magnitude, or even records of today, which is only 2 and 3 minutes long, take weeks and weeks to put the voices on. This record was done in 17 minutes.
Get out of here.
It was done, one takes, no mistakes, nobody stopped to sell it.
Wow.
That's never happened before. I mean, you're talking about brothers that were hungry.
And it went right to crack?
We went straight for the jugular. No ifs, ands, and buts. No prisoners taken.
Did you expect it to turn out like it did, though?
Let me give you an example. Let's say I buy 5 lottery tickets, and I give you 2 of them. But I tell you, tomorrow, those are going to be the winning tickets. You'll probably tell me, thank you very much for the tickets, and, you'll hope and pray. And then the next day, you find out what the lottery numbers are, and you look at your tickets, and you go, oh, my God. The record, we had to have it pressed in 4 different plants. The record was platinum. When gold, records were trying to go gold at that time. Our record went platinum in 8 days.
Wow. That's phenomenal. Isn't
that's
it in
when
the record
back then couldn't go. We went platinum in 8 days.
So you just skipped past gold and right into platinum.
We never seen gold.
Wow.
In 8 days, our record was certified platinum.
Nice. Well, since we're talking about it, and you did say that it's 14 minutes long, so what I had to do...
It's actually 16 minutes long.
Wow, well, I had to divide it up. So I'm going to play part one. It's going to be kind of long, so hang in there, folk. You'll enjoy it, though. It'll zip right through, but it's great. And so here we go with Rapper's Delight, part one.
The hip hop, you don't stop the rockin' to the bang bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song. Check it out, I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big dogs, and definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Him and junk on my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday in. Say, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm not the G. Oh, my mellow is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call the Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the fox, the ladies, and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting in your seat. And then, damn, they start doing the freak. I said, bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Who's the short shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop, give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop, but come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo. I throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, 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 in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girl. Get on the floor. Come alive, yo. Give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip hop, but you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skittle and bebop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause it rocks in a row with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out.
a baby bubba. Baby bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat.
That certainly was the first half of it.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. That's a classic there, baby.
And you guys just started going and kept going.
Well, you know, the funny thing about the record is 16 minutes long. And the reason why it's only 16 minutes long is because the 24 track ran out. We were just we went on for 20 minutes.
Wow.
The 24th track just ran. Mr. Robinson was screaming that out of from out the window, going, "That's it! That's it! That's it!" Yeah, the thing was going flap, 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 flap.
Well, actually, I want to say that the song sold over 2 million copies. It hit number 4 on the R&B chart, and it became the highest-selling 12-inch single ever.
Well, I think your number's a little wrong.
Pardon me?
You said 2 million.
Well, that's what it said. Over 2 million.
Oh, well over. Let's try 14 million.
10 million? Oh, okay.
We went diamond plus something.
Oh, all right. So obviously, Wikipedia was wrong.
Yeah, Wikipedia is very wrong.
Yeah, because that's where I got that information. Yeah. But so be it.
We're certified over 10 million.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. So how did that change your life?
Well, it was kind of crazy. We went from being just known MCs to now you can't walk down the street.
Super known.
You know, so it's like you went from living, being in the hood to like, I think we don't have to leave this hood. it's like hitting the lottery.
Well, did that feel good or not feel good? Because then suddenly you're used to your privacy and then you're not. Suddenly you don't have it.
Well, I
that took an adjustment.
The first time we flew, we went on tour right after the record. We opened up for Parliament Funkadelic as soon as the record hit the airwaves. They took us off that tour very quickly because the people came to see us and not Parliament. Our promoters figured, let's start the tour in Europe. We flew to Europe. And as soon as we got to the airport, we flew to England, directly to England, and we came out the gate of the plane, and there must have been 300-400 people snapping pictures, screaming, "There they are, there they are." So I kind of looked behind me to see who they were talking about, not realizing they were talking about us.
Wow, and that was your first time in Europe?
That was, excuse me?
Was that the first time you'd ever been to Europe?
Yes, first time. First time. I mean, we thought they were screaming for somebody else behind us. We're like, oh, my God, because they were screaming, "That's them, that's them." It was like when the Beatles and the Rock Age came from England to here. It was just the opposite going back over there.
Wow. Was that a bit of a culture shock? Where did you go in Europe?
Where didn't we go in Europe?
Wow.
We covered the map. We're the first rap group to knock down, after the walls, the Berlin Wall came down, we were the first rap group to be in East Germany. We were the first rap group to be into the Warsaw Pact countries. It was, how do you explain something like that? It's like, we've been to places that you can barely find on the map.
Wow. That must have been some tour.
Yeah, it was.
How long was it?
Our first tour was a year and a half.
Then wow,
we
that's
to come,
a big
then come right back into the studio to come out after that with Eighth Wonder, Apache. It was one of them kind of magical mystery tours. Like you go from one situation, then you move up to an entirely different league. It's like going from the kiddie league to now you're in the now you're welcome to lifestyles of the such and such.
Well, when did rap become big? And were you the first, one of the first of rapping groups?
We're not the first. We're the first to put it on wax, you know, and open it up to the world. Rap had been big. I grew up in the infancy of hip hop. I mean, with people like Kool Herc, Pete G.J. Jones, Maboya, Plummer, DJ Hollywood. I grew up in the infancy of all this in the Bronx, and everybody was honing their styles and getting better. But we were the ones who had the first opportunity to put it on wax. And
when you say wax, you mean record, right?
On the records and introduce it to the world.
Wow. And it was received, obviously, as you say, you were like the Beatles.
Exactly.
Wow.
At first, I mean, music groups were saying, "You guys can't sing. How do you guys make these people go crazy? You guys can't sing. You haven't paid your dues." But we didn't realize in ourselves that we were bringing in a new culture, a totally new form of music to the world.
Did people think it was going to be short-lived?
Well, everyone used to tell us. I mean, back in the day, they would say, "This is a fad. It's only going to last a couple of minutes." I'll give an example. Last year, this is 31 years of hip hop. Last year.
My God, has it been that long?
It's been that long already. Last year, if you took hip hop out the picture, the music business put everything else together and pulled hip hop out, it made $38 billion in change. Hip hop by itself made $43 billion.
By itself.
We're the biggest form of music. We're bigger than rock and roll, which people thought rock and roll would never be touched. We're bigger than all of them combined.
Wow.
And that's what scares everyone. Yeah.
And you're going to be bringing that, well, I guess you're going to be performing in the Bronx before your homies, so to speak.
Oh,
I want to mention that.
Bring the noise to the home field crowd.
Yes. Is this your first time performing in the Bronx for Lehman Center?
No. We played everywhere. We played in festivals in the Bronx. We played Brooklyn, Manhattan. I mean, it's always a pleasure to come home and play.
You've been at Lehman Center for the performing arts before?
Never.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Never.
Well,
I didn't live too far from it. I'm from Boston Road.
Okay.
You're
not far. I live in the Bronx, too.
But I went to school at DeWitt Clinton. Yeah.
Who?
I went to school at DeWitt Clinton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
not far.
We always ran past the reservoir and stuff like that. You know?
Well, I want to mention you're going to be at Lehman on Saturday, March 19th, and for the 8 o'clock show. And
it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast for sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure, because I want to mention that you're going to be also performing. It's called Forever Freestyle, and you're going to be performing with folks like, or sharing the stage with Suave, Tony Moran of the Latin Rascals, Judy Torres, PKA K7, yeah. Lisette Melendez, Coro, Brenda K Star, and the Cover Girls. And I also should mention that the show is going to be hosted by Speedy. And we're even going to get a couple of laughs through comedian Mark Barrera.
Cool.
And I guess I should also say that DJ Lucio will be spinning the records. So this should be an interesting production and great show, and it's called Forever Freestyle. But since I have more of your music, and you did mention that, tell me a little bit about Eighth Wonder, because I want to play that next.
Eighth Wonder was a record that we just wanted to kind of pick up the crowd and show a little different type of style. It's something we were fooling around with. Miss Rob came up with the concept, and we just kind of put it together, and we just kind of flowed with it and just did our thing, you know? And I like to present to the world Eighth Wonder.
Yeah. Well, here it is. You know, there's eight wonders in the world, and one of them is Sugar Hill Gang.
For sure.
Here we go. Eighth Wonder.
And everybody just clap your hands. A fly girls, clap your hands. A fly guys, clap your hands.
Well, if you're feeling all right and you think you're on,
jump out there, let me know.
Well, everybody in the place, put a whistle in your face.
Scream it out, say yo, hit it.
You don't stop, I rock the rhythm that makes your finger pop. I said a hip-hop, but thanks a lot. Come on, everybody, give me what you got.
I'm gonna tell you a little story about the Sugar Hill Gang.
With a pow-pow boogie and a big bang bang.
Wanna rap to the Sugar Hill beat?
Gotta rap in the key of R-A-B. Now that is over, I'm ready to jam. Want all your people to clap your hands. Tonight we're gonna scream and shout. We're gonna turn this mother sucker out. To all of your people that are ready to jam, scream it out and say, I am.
I am.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Now you know you're hot.
See, I met this girl and I said to her, honey, yes, you wanna be my baby, you got to give me money. Turned around, didn't mean no harm. I knocked her out with my vicious charm. I said, no, no, baby, it's not like that. You see, I'm all about making that cold, cold cash. Started jiving around, started messing with her head. The next thing you know, she wanted to go to. But to turn me on, you got to be the best. Cause I'm the master G. I don't take no mess. Like TNT, I'm dynamite. You see, I rock your body to the early light. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll see I'm gone. Check it out, girl, you're all alone. Cause you just been hit by the Capricorn King. I rocked you, I rocked you, me. I rocked you in and I rocked you out. You made me scream, but I made you shout.
Yo, dang, diddy, dang, diddy, dang, diddy, dang, diggy, diggy, dang, diddy, dang, diddy, dang, diddy, dang, diggy, diggy.
See, you cut my back, it's around my neck. Woo ha! Got the mold and check. See, you cut my back, it's around my neck. Woo ha! Got the mold and check.
Let's scream, let's shout, let's turn this function out. Keep it on, but you don't rush. Let's make this party the real cold crush. Let's scream.
Not long ago, everybody had on their radio. And then the fella came on with a groovy noise to put the wiggle in the women and girls and boys. The word got around about three cool cats who put the foot back in the pack. And let me tell you, party people, just who we be. With the help of Big Bank and the Master G.
So get out, so down.
We're funk, we're bound.
Hey, the Sugar Hill Gang is in your town.
The baby doll.
And all you daddy oh,
you better get ready to move your toes.
So get out.
Worries, take a chill pill. You go, ah, 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 ooh, ooh.
keep it on. But you don't quit. Let's make this party sure.
Well, I'm the master G, and I'm the best. All the ladies say my voice is rated X. I'm a touch of lightning, a taste of fire. Well, I'm the master G, and I'm your desire. Young ladies, I said I rock the nation, cause I got my own transportation. I can rock just about any age. So let your fingers do the walk and do the yellow face. Get up,
slow down,
rip on, squib out.
Hey, the Sugar Hill Gang is in your town. The baby doll
and all you daddy O,
you better get ready to move your toes.
So get up,
slow down,
rip on, squib out.
Hey, the Sugar Hill Gang is in your town. The baby doll
and all you daddy O,
scream it out and say, yo, hit it,
shake it, I don't break it, cause I know we can make it.
You go, ah, 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 ooh, ooh.
And if you're ready to party and you're ready to jam, scream it out and say, I am.
To the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. I'm Deirdre Shuler, your host, and we're talking to Big Bank Hank. And do these records bring you Big Bank Hank?
Oh, yeah. You know, we went from pocket change to black credit cards, to the no-limit credit cards. It was amazing. I mean with fame comes a lot of comes fortune,
yeah? Oh yeah,
you know.
But now
a lot of it sounds like
you improvise. So when you're on stage, I mean, maybe you don't, but when you're on stage, does it turn into something else? Because to sing these songs repeatedly, the same way, must be difficult.
Oh no, because when I'm not on stage, I'm like the alter ego, a totally different person. But when I walk onto that stage, I kind of transform into that other person, that person who I'd always wished to be. You know, that it's, I guess it's my alter ego. You know, and the songs, I'm in my own little fantasy.
Well, how did you come up with your name? How did everybody come up with their name? Did you have your own celebrity before, right?
I had
that
name when I was in the street. I'm a street kid. I'm from the South Bronx, of course, and I was always a little hustler. So I always tried to make money, and they gave me the name Big Bank. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mike got his name. I never asked Mike who gave him Wonder Mike, but I think it was his cousin. You know,
Okay.
And Master G, or one of his friends, gave him that name.
Now, what I want, are you three, have you always been, is the original group still together, or sometimes, you know, some groups bring in other people? Is that
no,
the case
well,
with your
Master
trio?
G left, the original Master G left the group in 1982.
Right? Okay.
Right. He was replaced by Joey Robinson. Right? But he hasn't been a member of the group since 1982. And Joey Robinson took his place from that time on. The original Wonder Mike left the group in 2005. Yeah, Warren Moore took his place.
Oh, so is there somebody named Corio or something like that?
Corio is the backup for everybody else. Corio was he was with the group back and forth in between back and forth.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now Joe Robinson, I thought, is he also the Sylvia's?
Joey Robinson is the son of Joe Robinson. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So okay. Joey Robinson is part of the group.
Yeah. So her son, Joey Robinson, took the place of Master G. Mm.
Oh, okay. Now
yeah,
I got
some,
you.
Some,
so Joey
people,
Robinson is part of the group.
Yeah, so some people can't handle fame and fortune. And God, the original Master G was one of those people that couldn't handle it. You know?
Well, it must be a lot of pressure. Is it a lot of pressure? All of a sudden your life is changed. And your personal life,
if you're true to yourself, it doesn't change you. It may change the thing, your home, the cars that you drive, or things like that. But it shouldn't change your inner self. You know, I mean, if it's good in there, it's gonna remain there. I mean, you can't give to everybody, but you take care of your family. And
I was about to say, what about the people around you? The people around you start coming around, and sometimes people get envious, but it was, you know, and think you can buy them the world too.
I've had the people come, hi, I'm your cousin Joe, Billy Bob's second, third friend, and, you know, the farm is doing bad. we all get those, you know. And I'm like, I never knew a Billy Bob. So I said, what does it make you? Absolutely nothing. Okay. we all have that. But, you know, you learn to weed those people out. I mean, the ones who were envious weren't really your friend anyway. Yeah.
But your life, for example, I mean, do you have your personal life? Once you become famous, are you working more than you're off? Or how does that work?
There was a time we were on the road 250 days a year.
Wow.
That got to be a little ridiculous, you know, because half of us never became married or were married, and the marriages lasted very shortly, ended very abruptly, because
you're never home.
You're never home. Yeah, and there, you know, that makes always the other half wonder about, if you're never home, what are you doing? Well, you know, making sure that you have a lifestyle in which you desire. But sometimes they don't understand that. Yeah?
Well, it does get kind of lonely, right? Because you are always out there
but,
with each other.
I mean, let's
does
think
that
about
bring
this.
You closer together?
It does, but sometimes when you're doing something that you love so much that you did it when you were younger for free, and now they're paying you all these hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars to do it now, I mean, that's a blessing all in itself. I mean, things don't get any better than that. Yeah? When someone says, I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars to do what you do for free, to make people happy, to make them scream, and to excite the world, yeah? There's no greater gift. Yeah.
I agree with you there. There's no greater. So how many people actually in this world get to do what they love to do?
Yeah. And get paid for it. Yeah.
And get paid for it.
And get paid. That's the funny part about it. You're going to pay me to do this. When I used to do it in the park for free. Wow, let me think about this. Let me think, should I do this? I don't know. You're going to pay me how much? And I'd rather do it for free. Okay, I'll do it.
Well, tell me about, you know, at least you guys sort of look back, because didn't you do a record for children?
Oh, yeah, we did a children's
Jump
album.
Jump on It?
Yeah, and that did extremely well. That did extremely well. We're the first to do a children's album, and that was an experience all in itself to I guess, to now each one teach one, you know, to kind of give back. And that was kind of cool. Gave it to all the schools. It had fantastic success. And I think maybe we may do that one again, you know.
I mean, because look at children, you know, a lot of children can't pay attention, but they do know rap. So in some sense, did you use rap? Because you said it was an album. It was several songs on the album.
Yeah, we did the album. We did the ABC. We taught them history.
Okay, that's great.
You know, it was an album that was very well laid out. I mean, we taught them how to spell, taught them the vowels, taught them, and it was very expertly laid out. And we had great success with it.
Who came up with that concept?
Well, Miss Robinson came up with the concept. You know,
okay.
She said, well, you know, we were just in the middle of a whirlwind. And she said, why don't we do a kids album? And we was like, huh? You know, we said, okay, you know, we was always down for it. We said, bet. You know, now, no cursing, none of those things like that. You can't go left field. You can't do this. Because they always used to always worry about me. Yeah. We're going to keep doing the vowels, teach them the ABCs. And I was like, cool. I can do this.
Yeah. I think it's a great thing because it's a part of giving back to humanity.
Yeah, well, you know, with all that success, sometimes you got to give a little back. You know, kids, I mean, they were learning Rapid Delight before instead of doing the schoolwork. So she just took that whole idea and said, okay, let's take this where we can take hip hop into the school. Yeah. And make them learn the vowels, learn the ABCs, learn about history. Are they still using that today?
Because hip hop has not gone away.
Oh, no, it's never going to go away. So I think we're planning on doing it one more time. I mean, the idea came up again, but I think we are. We're in the studio now working on a new album. And,
okay, I was about to ask you that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me about that. Because that's what you're doing currently.
We've got a couple of surprise guests, you know, and it's going to be a blast. We at first we wasn't going to come back. We thought about it, just, you know. But the demand became so big, you know. Why don't you guys do this? Why don't you come on? You guys got to do it. Come on, y'all got to do it one more time. Yeah.
Is the music behind it going to be a departure from what you've done so far, or similar?
No. We always keep the music real. We're not into just like a lot of the music and that. Not to knock it. I don't knock any of the music. You know, it's not going to be about somebody else's hook or somebody else. No, we always use live bands when we go in there. We always try to keep it original. You know, not just one or two instruments. We do the full Monty anytime we do anything. We have to do a Big Willie style for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys are a big group.
Yeah.
You keep your music going. But I also want to mention for those fans that love you and love your music and want to hear it, head down to Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. Now, if you're driving, if you're coming from the Westchester area, from north down south, you can do it by way of the Sawmill Parkway. Or if you're coming up, you can take the Major Deacon Expressway, and parking is free. Or by train, you can, from the east side, the number 4, and west side, the D train, and get off at Bedford Park Boulevard. Let me give you the number for the box office so you can get tickets. And that's 718-960-8833. I'll repeat that. 718-960-8833. And if you're online, go to www.lehman, and it's Lehman center.org. And be sure you get those tickets because, as I said earlier, it's going to not only be the Sugar Hill Gang, but it's going to be Suave, Tony Moran of the Latin Rascals, Judy Torres, PKA K7, Lisette Melendez, Quoro, Brenda K. Starr, and Cover Girls. And have you worked with any of these people before?
Yeah, I've worked with TKA, Lily Mendez. We've worked with a couple of groups. Yeah.
Now, the Forever Freestyle, is that on tour, or are you just doing this one thing at least?
No, the Forever Freestyle, I don't think we've ever worked with them before.
Oh, okay.
Forever Freestyle. We've never worked with them before, so this is a first for us. But I do know it's I know it's a Sal production, and we work with Sal a whole lot. Yeah.
You work with Sal a lot, you say?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we got 13 minutes in the show, and I don't know how long is Apache because your songs are long.
Apache is I think about 4 minutes.
Oh,
about
okay.
4 minutes, 4 minutes. Actually, well, no, let me correct you. 6.5. 6.5.
Okay, so let me use up some of those 13 minutes with playing Apache. And what's the history behind Apache?
That was for world supremacy. You know, everybody wants to be the big chief. So we just had to put it on wax. You know how egos get.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are the big chief here. And so I'm going to play Laying It Down Like It's Hot with Apache.
Thank you. the finger popping to the break of dawn. Keep it rocking like the stuff that we call me.
What's that?
Hot butter popcorn. You just give a hop a dip a pop a bang the boogie. You're wicked, bet you wanna boogie again. And you can put me to the test at your request. I rock you out of your moccasins. Kimo finally got down, took off his mask. He kicked off the shoes and did the monster mash. Thomas came along, saw what was happening. His head began to bop and his foot started to pat and go slam. Dunk to the jerk, and with the mic is how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test.
Oonga, 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 oonga.
We're speaking to one of the big chiefs of Apache.
No doubt, no doubt. Big Bang in the house, baby. If
big
you don't
bang
know,
in
you
the
better
house.
Ask somebody.
And this is the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. And I wanted to also give the number one more time for those who want to catch Big Bang Hank and the fellas, the Sugar Hill Gang, and the rest of the folks that are going to be at the Forever Freestyle Concert at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. And again, that's at 718-960-8833 and online at www.lehmancenter.org. So hurry on down. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful evening, and that is Saturday, March 19th. And really, that's not far away. That's just around the corner.
Right around the corner. Right around the block, baby.
Right around the block, and hopefully I'll catch you backstage and say hello.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. My God always spread love to you, for sure.
Oh, thank you, and I'm going to be sitting up front spreading my love, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I love
you
your
stage.
Music.
We're going to get you on the stage.
Oh, no, oh, no.
Oh, come on, you got to have a little heart. This is the Bronx. You can never be shy. Don't be scared.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show.
It's been my pleasure.
It's been a lovely hour and of your wonderful music, and I really appreciate you coming on and sharing with it with me and the Blake Radio Network audience. And in April, we'll be sharing it again out in Sweden on Soul Interviews. So
yeah,
we're going
to take it live once again from 9 to 5 on March 19th. I'm going to get you on stage.
Oh, no. You'll get me backstage.
I'm going to get you on the stage, too.
No, well, we'll see
scared.
About that.
Not in front of all these millions of listeners. You can't be scared. You can't back down.
You know how we writers are. We talk about people. We don't talk about ourselves.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes you have to step into the light.
That's true enough.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for stepping into our light on Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And coming on my show,
right,
and we're gonna.
Thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure.
And mine too. It's an honor.
To my audience again, you've been listening to Blake Radio Network. This is Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler, and we have been talking to Big Bang Hank of the Sugar Hill Gang, and I thank my listeners and my listening audience for making my topically yours. And you know what? We're going to close the show with the second half of Rapper's Delight. As Big Bang Hank said, it's
okay.
Long, but
man,
it's
going
to be shorter.
Oh, yeah. Hey, all the CUNY people in New York City, the Bronx, CUNY system, and the world. Thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing Sugar Hill Gang to enter the world. And we got nothing but love for you. And also the Blake Radio Station. And thank you for having us.
And we thank you, and we loved having you. And here we go with Sugar Hill Gang Rapper's Delight Part 2.
Peace.
Your girl starts acting up. Then you take a friend. I say, skip. God, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my own
head,
so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house.
It was 12 o'clock to one Friday night. I was bucking to the knees, feeling all right. Everybody was dancing on the floor, doing all the things they never did before. And then the sci-fi girl with a sexy lead, she came into the bar, she came into the scene. As she traveled deeper inside the room, all the fellas checked out her white ass tune. She came up to the table, looked into my eyes, then she turned around and shook her behind. So I said to myself, it's time for me to release my vicious rhyme. I call my masterpiece. And now people in the house, this is just for you. A little rap to make it boogaloo. Now the group you hear is called Phase 2. And let me tell you something, we're a hell of a crew. Once a week, we're on the street just to cut in the jam and make it a freak. For you to party, got to have the mood, so we'll get right down and give you a groove. For you to dance, you got to be hot, so we'll get right down and make you rock. Now, system's on and the girls are there. You definitely have a rock and a band. But let me tell you something, there's still one fact, that to have a party, got to have a rap. So when the party's over, you're making it home and trying to sleep before the break of dawn. And while you're sleeping, you start to dream and think of how you dance on a disco scene. A name appears in your mind, yeah, a name you know that was right on time. It was Phase 2, I just do what I do, rocking you down, cause you know we could. To the rhythm of the beat that makes you free, come alive, girl, get on your feet. To the rhythm of the beat, the beat, the double beat, beat that makes you freak. To the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on until the break of dawn. I got the man coming on right now. He's guaranteed to no doubt. He goes by the name of Wonder Mike. Come on, Wonder Mike, do what you like.
I say a can of beer that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood. Like going up and not coming down, it's just like the beat without the sound. On down to the beat, beat, you do the freak. Everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, Mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished your all, that's full. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so you pile some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's fully rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. But with a hip hop, the hippie to the hip of the hip, hip a hobby, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Or can you hit me to the shoot-be-doo? I said, come on, mate, and make the people move. I go to the holes and ring the bell because I am the man with the clientele. And if you ask me why, I rock so well in Big Bang. I got clientele from the time I was old and 6 years old. I never forgot what I was told. It was the best advice that I ever had. It came from my wife's dead old dad. He said, sit down, punk, I want to talk to you. And don't say a word until I'm through. Now there's a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to live and a time to die, a time to break and a time to chill, to act civilized or act real ill. But whatever you do in your lifetime, you never let an MC steal your rhyme. So from 66 to this very day, I'll always remember what it had to say. So when the sucker MCs try to jump my style, I let them know that I'm versatile. I got style for them and a little black book that's filled with rhymes, and I know you want to look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is all originality, because my rhymes are on. From what you've heard, I didn't even write, not a got word. And I say a little more later on
tonight, so the sucker MGs can fight all night. I take a shot, y'all, I beat y'all, and let's rock, y'all. You know, stop, go hotel, motel, or what you gonna do today?
Say what?
I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a desk. Oh, yeah, everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I like that, y'all. I did the beat, y'all. I beat, y'all. You know, stop. I'm Master G. I'm on Melo. It's on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, I like the handcuffs and on the late show. I like fucking Crocker in stereo. I like the bar case singing Holy Ghost. It sounds like those sound. I did play the most. It's like my man, Captain Sky. His name's the Earn. With the super sperm. We rock and we don't stop. Get off, y'all. I'm here to give you what you got. To the beat that it makes you freaking come alive, girl. Get on your feet. I like a Perry Mason without a case. Like Sarah Foster without her face. Like the bar case on the mic. Like getting right down for you to not like moving your body so you don't know how. Right to the rhythm and slow down. Like coming alive, you the Master G, the brother who rocks the viciously. And at the age of one, my life begun. At the age of two, I was doing it too. At the age of three, it was you and me rocking to the sounds of the Master G. At the age of four, I was on the floor giving all the feet what they bargained for. At the age of five, I didn't take no job with the Master G. So the way live. At the age of six, I was a picking up sticks, rapping to the beat. My thing was good. At the age of seven, I was rocking in heaven. Don't you know? I went off. I gotta run on down to the beat. You see, getting right on down, making all the girls just take off the car to the beat. The beat to the double beat. That makes you free. At the age of eight, I was a really great to live a night to see. I had a day. At the age of nine, I was a run on down to live a night to see. I had a father rhyme. Going on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Staying on and on and on. Cause I'm a hell of a man when I'm on the mic, and I am the definite piece of lie. I'm a hell of a man when I'm on the mic, I am the definite piece of lie.